And we've got one of our favorites on the line. Dr. Tara Fields is here. She's a psychotherapist. She writes books, too, including The Love Fix, Repair and Restore Your Relationship Right Now. Dr. Tara, great to talk to you again.
Hi, Pat. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. We have some different kinds of challenges this year here in Northern California because of the wildfires that we suffered through in October and still continuing our recovery in so many ways. So a lot of people are displaced. A lot of people are spending their time either in new rented places or still, you know, in the spare bedrooms of friends and loved ones. And it's going to be a challenging Christmas for all of those folks, isn't it?
Absolutely. And also, for so many people, they're still in a grieving period, and that can continue for a while. And, you know, every year, Pat, I always talk about the holidays and what you can do to beat the holiday blues. And I talk so often about how you have to move away from thinking if the outsides are fantastic and it looks like Martha Stewart paid a visit to you, that the insides are going to follow. And, you know, we lose sight of giving the holidays meaning. And I cannot imagine a community that is more challenged to do that than the communities in Northern California, especially in Santa Rosa. And it's very easy for me to say, focus on the positive, focus on what you have. But really,
yeah, but I know you, Dr. Tara, and you're going to go a little farther than that, I know.
Yeah. As you say that, going, I hope she does. I hope she does.
I know she will.
So this really is a time to not think about what kind of presents can I buy, and I really miss that, you know, all the decorations, but to really find ways for you and your loved ones and your family to say, what can we do, what is in our control to feel better about ourselves? And it may seem sort of counterintuitive to say to people that are the recipients of beautiful volunteers and people helping out that, you know, and I think of my favorite book is Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, how in the concentration camps when everything was taken away, everything, and he said, the one thing you can't take away is my reaction, my dignity, and he would take the last piece of bread and share it. So it really is a matter of digging down and saying, you know, I have a family, thank God. I've got my health. My dog, you know, survived this. Maybe I'm going to volunteer at a dog shelter. I'm going to volunteer to serve meals. Second thing is, don't be ashamed to let people know that you're alone.
Yeah.
That you're even feeling depressed. Because, you know, often people would love to share their largesse, their happiness with other people. And sometimes they're the ones going, oh, I don't want to embarrass them by reaching out to them. So everybody's got to reach out to each other. And this is a time to really ask for what you need, what you want, to be authentic, and also to say no. I was just saying to a patient of mine yesterday, who's very stressed out and gets pulled on by so many people, and she's dealing with health issues, no is a complete sentence.
It doesn't need to be an explanation, right?
Exactly. And it's like, no, we won't be buying presents. No, we won't be. No. Really, really use this as a period to say, I am going to take care of myself and do what's loving for me. And here's the interesting thing, Pat. Often what's loving for you really is loving to other people. They may not like it at first, but in the bigger picture, it's like, wow, we have a stronger relationship because there isn't this tension because they're starting to talk about what they need and what they want. The other thing is, if you have a car and the car is running, you know, maybe do something on Christmas, totally non-traditional. Get in the car, drive somewhere, go somewhere different. The wonderful thing about Northern California is that we have so many great parks and redwoods, and
yes,
don't even have a destination, but say, in some ways, we have some freedom to do whatever we want today and, you know, not stay in this house where everybody's getting cranky because we've been all crashing together on couches and things. All right, I'm going to let you say something. I'll take
it. Well, it's all food for thought, and I know for about every one of us here in Sonoma County, it's really been a re-educational process for us.
Mm-hmm.
And with regard to the holiday, you know, many of us lost our homes, and many more were evacuated and didn't know for a long time whether we had lost our homes.
Right.
And so the education in that for a lot of us was there isn't much I really need.
Hmm.
You know, when I was evacuated, there was about a 5-minute window there. And a lot of people asked me, well, what did you regret not bringing? And I said, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Wow.
None of those things. No, I don't have any attachment to that at all. And so, you know, and I was one of the lucky ones who had a home to go home to. But I think that one of the things we realized, Dr. Tara, is that the most important things are as they should be, are right in line with what we hope in our heart of hearts they are. And that is, you know, our loved ones. And whether they're
health.
Two or four-legged or whatever, that's the priority. And so things have much less meaning to us after this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't, you know, you don't have to think this way, but if you can say, this really is an opportunity to say, how much did I love that house? Or maybe this was the nudge to downsize and maybe even move somewhere else. And one other thing I want to say to everybody that's been affected by the tragedy is be kind and gentle to yourself, because when it comes to post-traumatic stress disorder, often the symptoms don't even start showing up for a few months. And also be compassionate if you are one of the fortunate ones who didn't experience trauma. I am begging you not to say, oh, it's been a couple of months.
Yeah.
You should be over it by now. You know, they're also dealing with the horrific stress of dealing with insurance companies and now the latest that these weasels in Washington are doing, which makes it even more challenging, and health insurance and all of that. Be kind, be compassionate, and it starts with it's okay to be, even if your mother says you're wrong, selfish by taking care of yourself. It starts with self-care, and it can be a small thing like you and I have talked about, walking in the redwoods.
Yeah, going to the beach.
Go to the beach.
Yep.
That's right.
Let me ask you an affiliated question with the holidays, and you tell me if this is true for most people. Because we have this instant access to things now,
mm-hmm.
we can instantly shop. They show up on our door. We don't have to put out much effort. And so as a rule, the majority of us tend to buy year-round.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, the Christmas itself, you know, the getting of gifts, et cetera, it doesn't mean that much anymore because we're pretty much get what we need or what we want whenever we want it.
Yeah, I think that's yet one more negative side of becoming I have to have it now, an instant society, because we're also losing social skills, the interactions, you know, there, even those minor interactions that we have when we're at a shopping mall and we're talking to a salesperson, or we're actually touching the things and going, wait a minute, would mom like how this feels? You know, do I want pink or lavender? We're isolating more. And I really think that, you know, part of what you can do is start getting out there. And if you want to buy gifts, to go to the stores, especially the small stores, especially in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County, where they really need that support. And then lastly, when it comes to gifts, think about gifts that give meaning. And even if you can afford to buy gifts, if you remembered that your good friend or your aunt said, oh, my God, I love those earrings, and you like the earrings, but you're not super attached, and you wrap those up and give them to them, not only are they going to get a gift they love, but it means, excuse me, that you really heard them and you got them.
More words to live by, Dr. Tara, and I got to cut you off right now, but happy holidays to you
happy
and yours.
Happy holidays to you, Pat.
And thanks so much for being here for us this year.
Always my pleasure.